Now, the South African Human Rights Commission will take the EFF and its leader, Julius Malema, to the Equality Court. The commission wants to make an urgent application for an interdict regarding comments that Malema made at the EFF's Western Cape People's Assembly. Now, the commission gave Malema 10 working days to apologize for these remarks, which has been called an incitement of violence and hate speech, but the party refused. This afternoon, we speak to South African Human Rights Commissioner Andre Guam. Andre, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the listeners as well.
Well, thank you for making the time to be with us. Now, this is very important, and I'm sure that disappointing in the fact that Malema and the EFF have refused to retract the statements that they made.
Yes, now it is disappointing. The commission takes great care to, form a prima facie view on whether statements are indeed amounting to hate speech, in our view, on a prima facie basis and incitement to violence. So we have provided the EFF and Mr. Malema with the opportunity to retract the statements and apologize therefore, and also to give undertakings to desist from further promotion of hatred and violence on any ground. Unfortunately, they did not do that. They instead issued a statement that actually refused to do what the commission required. And as a result of that, we will continue with legal procedures against Mr. Malema and the EFF in the form of an application in the High Court, Western Cape High Court, sitting as the Equality Court.
Mm-hmm. Can you not maybe deal directly with the EFF? Does it have to go through via the court?
Yes, it has been mentioned in the statement from the EFF side that we should have investigated the matter first. That is not the case. The commission has the discretion to do one of two things, to investigate the matter or otherwise to go to court. And we have exercised that discretion in favor of approaching the court. But we have provided the EFF and Mr. Malema with the opportunity to retract their statements, apologize, and give the undertakings that we required, which did not happen, and therefore the only option left to us is to approach the Equality Court.
Now, these statements that were made, can they be ambiguous in any way? Can they be viewed in any way that other than incitement of violence or basically hate speech?
Yes, we have considered all of that, and of course we wouldn't have taken this route if we did not come to the conclusion that on a prima facie basis, which is, basically in layman's terms, on the face of it, that these statements do actually amount to hate speech and incitement of violence. So, I'm sure that, arguments would be put up in court, and there Mr. Malema and the EFF would have all the opportunity available to them to put up their arguments why this does not amount to incitement of violence and hate speech. But the commission is confident that it has taken the correct prima facie view on the matter, and that is that it does amount to hate speech and incitement of violence.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there not an underlying problem in that political leaders use their positions basically to promote certain agendas, which at the end of the day is nothing other than amounting to hate speech? I mean, we've seen this happen quite often here in South Africa, and I think particularly from the EFF.
Yeah, it's been a great concern to us for some time that political leaders, not only political leaders, but political parties in general, should really tone down their speech in terms of, how they express themselves about matters, even matters dear to them and dear to their policies and so on. So So that's why, for example, we have met on occasion with all the chief whips of the political parties to express exactly this point and bring that across to them. I don't want to now, comment on politics and how political parties conduct themselves, but I mean, it is obviously very important to the Human Rights Commission that political parties should contribute towards nation building and building a culture of human rights and not do the opposite. And in our, on the face of it, and in our prima facie view on this matter, this is not assisting in the project of social cohesion and nation building at all.
Absolutely. Now, your engagements with the EFF during this period, whilst going through this, has it been, via a sort of a court case where people sit down and talk to one another? Or is this just generally been, maybe correspondence going through from one place to the other, one party to the other?
No, I mean, we have engaged with the EFF on various occasions on some of the remarks that have been made. In some instances, we also found that it did not amount to hate speech. For example, when, and I'm paraphrasing, but when Mr. Malema said, "I'm not calling for the killing of whites, at least not for now," for example, we actually found in his favor in that.
Favor, yes.
So I think we have a history of really, engaging quite cautiously in terms of all these issues. And when we decide that, we're taking a matter further, such as in this instance where we're taking it to court, it it should actually send out a message that we've carefully considered this matter and we do believe that there is serious problems with the statements he made in terms from a hate speech perspective as well as, from an incitement of violence perspective. And that should be taken seriously by the nation.
When will you go to the Equality Court and what type of action can be taken against Malema and the party?
Yes, so we are instituting proceedings as we speak. We're filing our court papers, which would also be served on the EFF. In the first instance, it is to get interim urgent interdict against Mr. Malema for continuing to make these kinds of statements and against the EFF members to act on it. But in general, it is also to declare what has been said here as hate speech and incitement to violence. So in addition to our civil proceedings in the Equality Court, the Commission will also continue to lay a criminal complaint with the police, specifically in respect of the incitement to violence statements that have been made in our view.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, and we wish you all the best. I'm sure this is going to be depending on how the court rules, it's going to be a precedent set here in South Africa as well, because this also shows, how serious this kind of thing is, and that it's, words that we speak shouldn't be insightful, and rather, as you said, social cohesion should be top of mind, particularly for those in influential and powerful positions.
No, absolutely. And the fact that Mr. Malema, for example, is in a very powerful position in the country, being the leader of the third largest party, this is a very important matter in terms of precedent's setting, as you stated. And it is a matter of, in a sense, a matter of making sure that people in influential positions don't make statements that can that amounts to hate speech and to incitement of violence. That is of critical importance in our country.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for your time this afternoon, and all the best with the case. We'll be keeping tabs on that to see how the case goes through as time goes by as well. Thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you so much, and all best to you and the listeners.
And to you. Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's Andre Guam, Commissioner for the South African Human Rights Commission, talking to us about the EFF and its leader, Julius Malema, who's refused to apologize for the statements that were made at the EFF's Western Cape Assembly, People's Assembly that happened. And he has basically said that doesn't want to apologize for this, I suppose, because he feels that's not what he did. But I think the evidence, as Andre has mentioned, is quite clear. So we'll now have to wait for the Equality Court to decide on the ruling with regards to this, and we'll have to see what happens from there.